WMUC-FM, College Park. Thank you. Yeah, it's cold. He's that Sebastian picked that one. It's Cold Hearted Man by AC/DC, picked by Sebastian. I like that one.
It's
That's the, yeah, it's the old Bon Scott AC/DC.
a nice song, and with this weather, you told me this was a cold show,
Yeah, the theme is
so.
cold. And so I started out today with Alice Cooper from the album Easy Action, that was Refrigerator Heaven. And then, what was I? The Exotics, Hymn to Her. And then Spirit, When I Touch You, from the album 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. And
So Jay, what did you decide to have a cold show today? The weather is cold, but we never had like a cold show before.
well, we're having it now.
That's true. We're having it now. Do you think this weather is colder than usual?
Yeah, for early December, it's cold. Yeah, this is what it feels like.
And we already have a snow day.
Yeah, I saw the snow.
Is it common in early December?
No.
I honestly don't know like how people deal with this cold weather. I was raised in a tropical country, and this just scares me.
Yeah,
oh man, I have no idea what's going on.
There's Sebastian shivering already.
It's too cold. It's too cold for me. What is it, temperature?
Fahrenheit in College Park.
17 degrees.
Yeah, that's what it says on the WMEC thermometer.
That's. That's too cold, and I think things are just going to get worse as we get into the winter proper, right?
No.
Is it going to get better?
Yeah, it changes.
I mean, you know, like in between now and January, is it going to get better?
Yes. But,
oh man, I have no idea what's going on.
Let me see. I don't know what is that. Let me. I think I'm just.
Is that a friend of yours?
Who? The beer one?
Yeah.
Let me play it again. If you can recognize that friend of mine.
Five bears, six bears, seven bears, eight bears, nine bears, and a Bloody Mary.
He sounds deep bomb.
No, I'm not drunk yet. I'm just getting started.
How come I heard it even though it was an audition?
Because this.
Oh, headphones are on audition.
Yeah, so I don't recognize that voice. But it sounds like one of my friends.
Okay.
Let me see what else we have.
With filaments as fine as a spider.
So I'm just previewing.
Pour through your mouth.
The stuff.
They pour through your mouth. A river.
Jay, so I was looking for sound effects, and I stumble upon this one.
Okay.
So is that? I think anyone would freeze if the police comes, knocks your door, and says like, "Police freeze" or something like that.
In true.
The light of the moon.
What is this about?
That's not proper police procedure.
It's not a proper police procedure. It's a different type of interaction. Does it sound like police to you?
No, that's not police.
I don't know. It sounds like the booty warrior for me.
What kind of warriors?
Booty
warriors.
Yeah, like the booty warrior. Have you seen that that clip?
No.
Of the booty warrior? Let me show it to you. I think it's a... Let me...
Yeah, I'm learning all kinds of new things here.
It's from a... It's from a TV show from the Boondocks.
Oh, a note here. The Boondocks started out as a comic strip in the Diamondback newspaper here.
Yeah, and it had a...
I used to read it a long, long time ago, and then it became syndicated in city newspapers across the country, and then it became the TV show.
Let me...
And I think the artist's name, if I remember correctly, Aaron McGruder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
I read him in the Diamondback a long time ago.
So, a very esteemed alumni from our university.
Yeah.
So this is the clip.
Okay, go.
Can you hear?
No.
So you are tired as the sun. So no sound? No sound so far?
No, I'll play another.
Oh, I know what happened. I know what happened.
Oh, it says unmute tab.
Yeah, it was on mute. So, let me.
Shower. There's some juice on the table.
Take your time.
You want to explain to me what you're doing here?
I came looking for booty.
You came looking for sex with an underage boy?
Oh, no, I ain't come looking for no little bars. I ain't got no milk, no cookies, nothing. I came looking for man's butt.
A man's butt? Excuse me?
Oh, I know who you are, Chris Hansen. But see, I calls you Chris Hansen. I watch your TV show all the time. So you can go ahead and bring in them cameras and them police is waiting outside. It don't make me no difference. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Well, I don't think you and I will be doing anything any kind of way.
Okay, I see you choosing the hard way.
Okay, cut. This isn't working. Someone get this guy out.
Don't make me ruin that bike.
No,
Chris,
no, please.
I'm a warrior.
Chris Hansen's a good guy. I don't... that's mean.
So... we have an interview that someone did to Chris Hansen about that. And it's just like 3 minutes. If you want, we can play it.
Okay.
Well, in 2010... one of my all-time favorite shows, The Boondocks, did an episode
right
called The Booty Warrior.
It's uncomfortable.
where you were actually a character.
Yes.
On that show.
Yes, I was.
You watched it?
I've seen it, yeah. Uncomfortably, I've watched it, yeah.
Okay. I could play it again for you.
Oh, I know what's in there.
Yeah. You know what's in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this character is actually based on this guy named Fleece Johnson.
Right.
Who was a gay man in prison who forcibly, you know, raped other men.
Right.
In prison. And they basically took that little viral clip.
Right.
And they reenacted it with the Booty Warrior.
Yes.
Where you come in, and instead of you catching a predator, he was actually wanting you.
Right, exactly.
Called you Chris Handsome.
Yeah.
And then basically had his way with you before the police showed up. Well, as it so happens, and I don't know how this actually occurred, but Fleece Johnson actually got released from prison.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess he knew that you were coming on the show, so he recorded a little message for you. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
I'm still a warrior, Chris. And guess what? I'm out of prison, and you fired. So we both ain't got nothing but time on our hands, Chris. I'm going to tell you like this here. I still like you, and I still want you. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours. I don't care about Vlad's little cameras, because I'm a warrior, Chris. I'm still a warrior.
Well, got some bad news. It's not going to fly.
Shout out to Carl Jones. He actually did the voice
of
the Booty Warrior on the Boondocks.
Oh,
and, you know, we went ahead and have him do a new segment.
That's awesome. That's
just for you. I was actually a character on the show as well. On one of the episodes. Yep. Yep.
You know, it's funny because obviously there were a number of The Simpsons did something and Family Guy. And one evening I was on here on the West Coast working on a story, and one of my agents texts me and says, South Park is doing you tonight. It's pretty funny. I said, well, that's great. In 3 hours, I'll watch it. And 20 minutes later, he says, it's taken a dark turn. And it was funny because at the time, the two older boys were in high school, my sons. And, you know, they went to high school on the East Coast where kids had dads who were, you know, involved in the movie industry, involved in Wall Street. And so to have a dad on TV is, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But when I was on South Park, suddenly I was cool. I was the coolest dad in there.
Okay, now I'm curious. Well, I'll go home and look for Chris Hansen on South Park. If
yeah,
I can find that.
I was curious about it. I didn't remember him in South Park. But now I am intrigued by it.
Yeah, me too. Let's see what's on the CD player here. Okay, where'd this come from? Did you pick this?
I thought you picked that.
I picked this?
Yeah. What are they saying?
I thought you picked this.
Oh man, I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know who I am.
Wait, how you don't know who you are?
I
Oh man, I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, you are the person who picked that.
I am?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Stared at it, marveled at its beauty, its genius. Billions of people just living out their lives. oblivious.
Did somebody say Family Guy? I got one for you. Let me find it. Here you go.
Oh, Brian, come here. Would you mind listening to this song I've written for Susie Swanson and tell me what you think?
Okay.
Susie, you're a baby. That's all I have so far.
That was horrible.
Well, I've still got to do a little work on it.
What's it called?
Susie.
Wow, a song named after a girl. There aren't a million of those already.
Name 20.
Rosanna, Roxanne, Michelle, Allison, Sarah, Angie, Brandy, Mandy, Gloria, Cecilia, Maggie Mae, Jessica, Nancy, Barbara Ann, Billie Jean, Layla, Lola, Polly, Helena, Jenny from the Block.
Name 6 more.
Sherry, Laura, Wendy, Maria, Peggy Sue, Minnie the Moocher.
Name 5 more.
Tracy, Jean, Jane, Mary Ann, Eleanor Rigby.
Go yourself.
Okay.
So, what do we have next? Do you have any more songs from a shisha bar in Lebanon or something like that?
I got Pow Wow. Wait a minute. I have to go get that. Were you got anything?
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for what you have in store for us. But I have another song in the meantime, if you want to.
Okay, do it.
So this is Cold Metal by Iggy Pop. So just a moment. It's loading.
Yeah.
So, Jay, that was Iggy Pop with Cold Metal. And I don't know if you noticed this, but the one of the actors of Friends, do you know what is Friends?
The TV show?
Yeah. Kind of looks like Iggy Pop.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Let me show you a picture.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Aniston look. Hey, wait. Yeah, same hairstyle. Same. Well, now that she's older, she might resemble him more.
I don't know. I was just scrolling on the internet and I saw this comparison between Jennifer Aniston and Iggy Pop. I don't think they look alike, but it was kind of a funny comparison. Like, Jennifer Aniston, I think in the 90s, was considered one of the sexiest women alive, and comparing her to Iggy Pop.
Well, they both have blue eyes.
And the hair...
And the hair is the same.
So... There are some things in common.
Okay.
So, I don't know, I think it was funny just to mention that comparison, very superficial comparison. So, what do you have next?
A movie clip. Listen up.
Welcome to Club Vondersex, Amsterdam's most erotic club, where your every fantasy will be fulfilled.
Also says I get a free t-shirt with flyer.
He is American. How sad for you to grow up in a country that was founded by priests. A country overrun with crime and illiteracy. A country where a man is forced to make sex to only one woman at a time and one must learn the woman's name beforehand.
It was horrible.
I know.
No, she's getting her hair done.
Welcome to Club Vondersex.
Hi.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done. What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like 5 sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko.
See ya.
Ugh. Idiot.
Look what happens when I open up the window. You see what's going on out there?
Yeah. Is that Who is singing that?
Well, it's pretty cold out there, so it must be Northern Plains Indians.
Oh. Do we have reservations nearby?
Oh, you mean like restaurant reservations?
No, like indigenous reservations.
Indigenous? Yeah, Southern Maryland.
In Southern Maryland?
Yeah.
This is Southern Maryland?
No, Central Maryland.
So what is Southern Maryland?
Oh, like, Waldorf, Calvert County, St. Mary's County.
Oh. I don't know, I thought this was Southern Maryland for some reason. We're south of Baltimore?
No, we call PG County... I guess maybe the southern part of PG County might be southern, but we're northern PG County, so we're central Maryland.
And Jay, what was the name of that club that you were that we were playing before?
Club Vondersex?
Yeah.
Amsterdam's most erotic club.
Oh, it's Amsterdam. I thought it was Berlin.
Nope.
Hey,
are you playing?
Rolling Stones, listen up. Doesn't sound like Rolling Stones, does it?
No.
Never heard it before?
No, this is the first time I listened to this song.
Rolling Stones, 2,000 light years from home. I imagine how cold it would be in outer space. That's our theme, is cold.
Jay, do you think they were on drugs while doing that?
Well, we got 4 more minutes to listen, and then we'll decide if Rolling Stones are on drugs. Here goes. Okay, you have a comment?
Yeah, I think they were on drugs.
Oh, okay.
Like, were they on acid?
Yes. And I think influenced by Pink Floyd, which I have on the turntable here.
Oh.
How about Pink Floyd on drugs?
Like, who didn't do drugs in the 60s?
I don't know anybody who did not do drugs. Well, my brother didn't do drugs. He was in medical school.
He needed to focus.
He needed to focus.
So Jay, we have 7 more minutes, and I know you are, you know, clearing this stuff for Fidel, but okay. I have another question.
Yes.
Because the club thing, you know, like just stuck on my mind, and I'm just asking for a friend. Is that a real club?
What club?
The one that you play.
The Rolling Stones?
No, the other one.
The Club Vandersex?
Yeah.
No, that's...
It's not a real... Because I'm just asking for a friend who was planning on going to Amsterdam.
No, it's a fictional club featured in the movie Eurotrip.
Oh, Eurotrip.
Yep. And the Madame Vandersex, you heard her voice, that was Lucy Lawless, playing the role of...
Lucy Lawless.
Playing the role of a Madame Vandersex. She was in a TV show called... Something...
Was it
Warrior or something?
Was it Lucy Lawless in China? Here, let me see.
Oh yeah, Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yeah, she's the one.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, what is the name of that movie? Eurotour?
Eurotrip.
Eurotrip. Is that like is that like American Pie, but in Europe?
It's a comedy about Americans who go to Europe.
Oh. Do you like that movie?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Only 5 minutes left. Let me start up this one instead, and we'll make room for... I got the pronunciation correct now. Laura Salcera.
Yeah, Fidel. Laura Salcera.
Okay, let me... Fade down this and...